Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving us all of your love, the best of your love, through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, and we're forever grateful, Lord, and we just praise you. We lift your name up, and we magnify you, God. You are our life source, Jesus. We can't do anything apart from you. God, I just ask that you would pour your Holy Spirit out on anyone listening and that your word would be planted in their hearts, Lord God. That you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit. In your name we pray, amen. Hello and welcome to Knowing Jesus. I'm Michael Ryan. Also, you can, on the left or on the right upper corner, rather, you can click on the iTunes link and subscribe to the podcast. So if you have any kind of iDevice or iTunes on your computer, you can now follow these podcasts. They'll just directly load to your computer if you're interested. But let's just jump into today's message. The Lord just laid some scripture on my heart that I want to share with all of you. And, you know, the Lord is, he really is awesome. And he takes first place in everything. And I want to read a piece from Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 13. To just really, just display to you that Jesus Christ is, he's all that we need. Amen. He really is awesome, and there's so many riches in him. And, you know, I would just encourage you to open up the scriptures and see Jesus Christ for yourself. And only Jesus Christ. You know, don't become distracted by other good things. There's good things, but when you're opening up the scriptures and you're seeing Jesus, that's where the life really, really comes out of you. So let's jump in. Colossians 1, verse 13. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness, hallelujah, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Jesus all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Hallelujah. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Through him. I mean, friends, is there any reason to talk about anything else other than Jesus Christ? I mean, he really is, he's everything. I mean, if you just really look at this in the spirit and see, all things have been created through him and for him. He's before all things. In him, all things hold together. All things. I mean, whether we're talking about the universe, whether we're talking about stars, the sun, the earth, your relationships, the atoms in your body, the cells in your body, your DNA, he holds everything together. Everything is held together in him. So that he himself will come to have first place in everything. And I ask you, does he have first place in your life? Does he have first place in your life right now? And you know, my opinion is that we can tell what has first place by what we worship. You know, and I would encourage you to really praise the Lord Jesus Christ continually all day, because that's really when he starts to have first place, when we are constantly fixing our minds in him. And we're blessed by it, amen. It says in Isaiah, perfect peace has him whose mind is fixed on you. If you fix your mind on Jesus Christ and him alone, he will bless you. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. That's the promise that's made. And I mean, we can see here that it was in Jesus Christ that all of things are to be full. It says in verse 19, for it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. You know, the fullness is in Jesus. So why there shouldn't be any other message out there, you know? You know, it's sad to say, and I won't harp on it because I don't want to give that glory, but, you know, I've just seen a lot of ministries that are really, they're Christian, but the focus is on something else, good, but lowercase g, good. You know, maybe, I don't know, about end times or the wisdom of Proverbs or, you know, there's one ministry I heard today with a guy talking about angels and how they protect us. And does the scripture confirm all these things that angels protect us, that the Proverbs of Solomon are wise, that there are going to be things happening in the end time? Yes. But God asks us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And studying those things and getting excited about those things, that's not going to be the rock that will carry you through. Jesus Christ alone is the rock. And I mean, just look at the glory. He created you. Jesus Christ created every single thing, visible and invisible. And it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace with the blood of his cross. You know, he's made peace with God by his blood. He's brought you and I in. I mean, what could be better than that? What could be? I mean, I know there's a lot of trouble in this world. I know there's tribulation. I know there's a lot of enemies that we have, whether it be our own addictions or whether it be people who are just our enemies. But the number one enemy of all mankind has been defeated. Do you know what the number one enemy of all mankind is? Death. Death. You don't have to worry about death. That is the invitation into the Christian walk, into being born again, into trusting in the gospel and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have conquered death to Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about death. You will live forever in Jesus. You will live forever. And it's not just a metaphor that you will live on in a memory. No, no, no. You will not die. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and I am the life, and I will raise you up in the last day. He will raise us up with him. And we will dwell with him forever. Lord says, I will be their God. They will be my people, and I will be their God. And I will wipe away all their tears. And there will be no more pain and no more suffering. So it's real that death is conquered in Jesus Christ. And if he didn't do anything else for us, that's something to worship him for every single day. Because it doesn't matter what's on your plate right now. It doesn't matter. If you died, that's, you know, if you died, it would all be gone, and now you'd be facing your eternity. You know, and the fact that Jesus secured peace for us in heaven, that's amazing, you know. And let me just say, the peace of heaven is being in Jesus Christ, amen. If Jesus Christ wasn't in heaven, it wouldn't be heaven any longer. If God wasn't there, it wouldn't be heaven. Heaven is heaven because of Jesus Christ, because we're with him. And if you believe that, if you believe that being with Jesus Christ is what makes it heaven, then heaven lives in you right now, because it says Jesus Christ is in you. Yes, yes, it does say that. In fact, it says it in the same chapter of Colossians, that Paul wants to make known to believers, the mystery of the gospel. You know, there's a mystery to the gospel. You know, if you're not saved, the mystery is Jesus Christ. And it's still Jesus Christ, but even after you become a believer, there's a part of the gospel that God needs to reveal in you. And Colossians talks about it here. To verse 27, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is you and I. And that mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus Christ lives in you. This glorious God, Jesus Christ, who created all things, visible and invisible, firstborn of all creation. He's above thrones, dominions, anything demonic, anything spiritual, anything angelic. He's head of the church. He lives in you. He lives in you. I mean, your hero, the person who rescued you from the domain of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of heaven. He didn't just go fly off somewhere else to help someone else. He lives in you. So I just really want to just really open your eyes to see that Jesus Christ is all that you need. He is all that you need. He really is the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between. Amen. I mean, so if you haven't lifted up Jesus today and went to go praise him and went to go worship him, I encourage you to do so. Go seek him. It says in scripture, I believe it's Psalm 22, verse 26, that those who seek him shall praise him. That is how you enter into his presence. That's the place you want to be, is in his temple, praising him at his feet on the throne. Because he is up in heaven right now and he's in you. We can be up there with him in our minds and our souls by praise and by worship. And that's how we take on the pressures of today. It's our faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, Michael, I have too many things going on. How could I be praising God? It's the faith that leads us to praise him. So I didn't go into detail verse by verse with Colossians explaining each one. I didn't do that. I just wanted to keep this short and just get to the main point, which is Jesus Christ. He's the main point, and he has first place in everything. Let him have first place in your life, please. Don't let other things have first place, and I mean other good things. Don't let trying to be a good Christian have first place. Don't let trying to know your Bible really well be your first place. Don't let trying to just get by in life and be successful have your first place, because that it's not really being honest with the reality of we are weak. It says in 2 Corinthians that Jesus Christ was crucified for weakness. It was because we were weak that he was crucified. So then how now do we start acting as though we're strong? We have to be strong in him. So he's the foundation. Amen. So yes, those are good things to be focused on. But if it's not rooted in Jesus, if he's not the foundation, if he's not the daily praise and the continual worship, and you're not fixing your eyes and abiding on him, then really it's all just wood that's just going to be burned. You know, I mean, it's not of value. And Jesus Christ is what's of value. So I just encourage you to go sit before him and meditate on Colossians 1, that he is before all things and in him all things hold together. What in your life do you need to really meditate that the Lord is holding together? You know, what in your life do you need to realize that Jesus has to have first place? I mean, these are some things to think about. Have you worshipped him today for reconciling you to God? Have you really understood that you were one heartbeat away from eternal damnation for infinity? But he, through his blood, came down off the throne and gave his blood for you. Have you praised him about that today? Have you worshipped him that he rescued you? So I would just let this scripture just speak to you to get on board with that. I would just encourage you to go do it, to go on and do it. Amen. So God bless you. And Lord, I pray that people would just lift you up, Jesus Christ. You say, if the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all peoples to himself. And Jesus, I'd ask that you would go into the heart of anyone listening and that they would just embrace you and desire you and only you. And to desire you is to want more and more of you, Lord, because you're inexhaustible. So, Lord, I praise you and I thank you and I give you the glory and the honor that you are due. And Lord, I just desire to be by your throne, at your feet, just feeding off of you, Lord, by praise and by worship and by prayer and thanksgivings. In your name, bless everyone with that desire. Amen.